So, warm greetings, everyone. And we're continuing this process of this exploration of samadhi. And often in Buddhism, in English Buddhism, often enough, the deepening levels of samadhi are sometimes called absorptions, to be absorbed. And in some ways it's an apt description of them. If we liken it to the idea of being absorbed in a good book, or absorbed in listening to music, or absorbed in some hot craft that we're doing, that absorbed in a movie, that to be absorbed is to be fully attentive to it. We're kind of, all our senses are either focused on what we're doing, or the senses kind of have receded from getting much attention from us. So if you're absorbed in a book, you might not be listening so much to what's going around you. Someone might even talk to you and you don't hear them because you're really absorbed. And but not in meditation, that kind of absorption is one of great interest, or there's a kind of sense of goodness or wholesomeness, and people are usually, part of the joy of being absorbed in a book or something is the absorption itself. And so same thing with samadhi. It's a very nice state of absorption. It's not a turning off of the world, but rather it's letting the world around us fall away as we enter into a very wholesome, healthy state, a healthy kind of, and all the, you know, steps of anapanasati, these steps of deepening meditation, are steps that are opening up and evoking healthier and healthier states of being inside. And of course, it's not always going to be that way, and it's a process to get there. But to know that we're looking for the inner health, we're looking to recognize where nourishment is, what's wholesome is here. And so we do that from the very beginning, trying to, can we approach meditation in a healthy, wholesome way without greed or contraction or conceit or pouncing on things or strong aversion, trying to escape and push things away? Can we have a spirit of generosity, of kindness, of warmth, of goodwill, and ease, as we start engaging our attentional capacities, our ability to bring attention? And then we begin finding where, as we pay attention, how to evoke and spread and develop good feelings in the body, partly because we're starting to relax. This process of relaxation is such a healthy thing to do. And so as the meditation deepens, at some point the inner health, the inner goodness, the nourishment, the wholesomeness feels so great that it becomes easier and easier to be absorbed in that, to feel connected to it, to be really there. And so to be absorbed. And I also delight in the idea of using the metaphor of a sponge. A sponge absorbs water. And the same way, we absorb the sensations, we absorb this experience of breathing. We allow it to just kind of, like the whole body is the sponge. And we just kind of like are there to receive and be taken in the whole experience of the present moment in a receptive way, in a open way. And the sponges, I don't think, force the world, force itself to absorb water. Just that's what sponges do. They just absorb. So this absorption that absorbs, the absorption that really allows there to be a kind of a intimacy and a receptivity and to our experience, to our breathing, to be absorbed in the breathing. So, assuming a meditation posture, and perhaps sitting in such a way, meditating in such a posture, where the chest is a little bit more open, open to be receptive. And sometimes when the chest is a little more open, it's a little bit more useful than or capable to relax the belly. So a softness throughout the front of our body, soft front. And sometimes it's said that in meditation, we have a soft front and a strong back. And so to feel this, especially if you're sitting upright, to feel a little bit of strength in the back, stability, maybe adjusting the vertebrae a little bit so the spine is a little bit more aligned, centered. And instead of strength, maybe some of you prefer the word stability. Stability, strength of the back, and a softness and openness in the front. And to gently close your eyes, and to take a few long, slow, deep breaths. Kind of a ritual procedure for adjusting your state of mind, your state of body, your attitude, into one that can begin to be absorbed in this practice of meditation, that has put aside temporarily its concerns of the past and the future, other places, other times, and is preparing itself to settle in here and now. And then letting your breathing return to normal. And to continue this process of softening the front of our body by, as you exhale, softening the face. Face is what we present to the world so much. But in meditation, we don't need to activate the face. We can let it rest. On the exhale, softening the shoulders. Releasing to the pull of gravity the weight of the shoulders. Adjusting your arms so that they can be loose and relaxed. Softening in the chest. And relaxing the belly. And wherever you feel your breathing, the predominant place, the common place for experiencing the body breathing, imagine that location is a sponge for the sensations of breathing. So it's not so much that you're in the control tower thinking, looking down at breathing. It's more like you are that sponge in the body. Especially the inhale, absorbing the sensations of the inhale. And if those sensations are like water, then in the exhale, spreading the goodness of that water throughout the body. absorbing the inhale and releasing it all on the exhale throughout the body. And can you adjust your mind a little bit so your mind is more like doing Tai Chi, mental Tai Chi of receiving and flowing, moving along with the breathing. Maybe as if the mind becomes more and more like water, flowing with and over and through the breathing. Or as if the mind also gets absorbed into the body sponge. And abiding in the body breathing. Abiding in intimacy, where you turn yourself over to your breathing, entrusting yourself to your breathing, absorbed in the goodness of breathing. And whenever you exhale and you need to, remember to let go of whatever takes you away from your breathing. Let the breathing be the center of it all, the foundation of everything, the beginning of it all, the end of it all. Just breathing. being absorbed in breathing, not as a rejection of anything else, but in a way let everything else recede to the background, where your interest, your involvement, your life energy is intimately involved, connected to breathing. Perhaps it's easier to be absorbed in the breathing if you make a small half smile with your lips. Just turn up the corners of your lips just a little bit. Maybe shifts the mood just enough that it's easier to flow with the breathing. And then as we come to the end of this sitting, to bring forth whatever goodwill, tenderness, love that might live in your heart, that lives within you, in whatever way that caring, loving part of you can come forth as we sit here. And breathe with that. Let that be absorbed into the body, the sponge, as you breathe in. And may that spread through your body as you exhale. Like water being absorbed and then dispersed. The water of love and kindness, compassion, goodwill. And without any responsibility to act on your love, your goodwill, to simply sit here and open to it. Feel it. And see if you can sit quietly for a few moments more, gazing kindly, with kind eyes, on the people of your life. Those you know well, those you barely know, strangers. And perhaps, and thinking about maybe some of the people you will encounter today, without needing to do anything with them at all, this while you're sitting here, see, can you gaze upon them kindly? Can you hold them in the warmth of your heart? And taking a few moments to do this expresses a wish that our meditation practice supports us in bringing helpful, healthy attitudes to this world around us. That meditation is not just for ourselves, but it's also for how we see and relate to others. And maybe discover more and more how that's the case. May it be that we meditate for the welfare and happiness of all beings, ourself included. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings everywhere be free.